hold in your hand to guide the horse with.
Rider reins.
And then the part on the saddle that you'd put your feet into would be the
stirrups.
Now, if you were plowing with two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, he'd have to be the right-hand horse, but still, I don't know is they what would
Did
be
you
the
have one that they call one they call the lead and what they
Well, the lead. He would mm-hmm. more have to be a lead horse more than one on the outside. Mm-hmm. One would be in the turf,
mm-hmm.
and the one that walked in the fur, he'd just be a certain place for him to walk all the time. But I never heard him call a lead horse. But ordinarily, if you were breaking a young mule, if you could learn him walking that fur, you could do better with him than you could anyone else. But although if you could let the old horse walk in the fur, he could wobble around and he'd still have to go along.
Mm-hmm.
He'd still have to go along there. He wouldn't get too far out that way or too far this way because he'd be there by his mate and at least you could tie the hames together a little bit where he wouldn't get too far out or something other. And you generally always use a guide rope on him until he get him broke in good anyway.
If you were talking about something like
I go to
that wasn't just right near at hand, you might say, well, now it's not far, it's just a little
way.
And if it was, like on down the road, you'd say, well, yeah, it's quite a ways
down there.
Now, if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And
anywhere.
If somebody slipped on the ice and they fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
And if they fell this way,
be forward.
And
backward, forward.
If you've been fishing and I said, did you catch any fish? You'd say no. Like
something a one.
No, would you say no, not a one, or no, nary one? How would you say that?
I guess I just didn't catch any, or I didn't get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
You might say you didn't get a bite.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody apologized for breaking something of yours, like a hoe or something, you'd say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it no how. I didn't care for it no way.
And a little child might be crying and he'd say, what's wrong? He'd say, well, he was eating some candy and he didn't give me.
Didn't give me any or didn't give me some of it?
Oh. Now the trenches that a plow cuts, you'd say call those
the plow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sort of the plow cuts a kind of
a trench.
Yeah, and was there another name for that?
Well, a furrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut a trench and a furrow, and they'd plow metal. Well, whether they throw it out, it'd be a metal buster furrow, and whether they just throw it one way, it'd be a. Some of them though have to throw it one way, and some of them throw it both ways. Mm-hmm. It goes along. And the plow just throws one way is one that you break ground with, and the other is one you bed ground with. It's a different way. But
what would you call the second cutting of clover or grass? Whether it's the old kind of dead grass that's left over.
Well, let's see there. The old hay crop and a new hay crop. Well, the second cutting, when you cut it one time, and when you cut it again, you'd call it the second cutting.
You call it the second cutting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the second cutting if you was cutting it.